You are listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, and I have a very special live guest with me here in the studio right now. His name is David, and I'll say hello to you, David. Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm very good.
And tell me a little bit about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 8 years old.
And what school do you go to?
Elroy Elementary, Brentwood.
And what kinds of things do you like to do for fun?
In school?
Yeah.
I really like the gym and recess. Those are my favorite subjects.
What do you like to do in gym?
Excuse me?
What do you like to do in gym?
I really like, my favorite thing doing in gym is actually dodgeball.
Are you good at it?
Yeah.
Can you catch the ball when people throw it at you?
Well, sometimes.
I was never very good at it, but you're good at getting people out?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, you're here today not only representing yourself, but representing Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And who is sitting over there right to your left? Who's that?
That's my big brother, Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
Good, Joe. And where are you from?
Originally from Texas, but I live in Bridgeville now.
Well, what brought you to Pittsburgh?
I'm in the oil and gas industry.
Well, it's nice to have you here. And how did you get involved in Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
So I moved up here from Texas, and I found that I had extra time on my hands and thought that I could get a little brother, since I'm naturally a big brother. I have a few siblings myself, so it fits.
Well, that's great. So, David, how long have you two been together now? Has it been the whole school year?
No, he's been working for like 1 week or like four.
I see. And what do you like to do together, the two of you?
Well, I don't really know, because we've been going a lot of places and I really like them.
Oh, okay, so there's lots of things.
Yep.
Can you tell me some of the places you've gone?
Well, one time we went to this Monster Truck concert. I really loved it.
What was it like there?
It was like this big mountain, and they were doing a challenge with the trucks. My favorite truck was the Grave Digger.
And what's the Grave Digger like?
Well, it's a truck and... Well, it's not a truck. It looks it's like a car, and then on top of it, it says Grave Digger, and then it shows like this ghosts and yeah.
Were you able to get real close to them?
Not really.
That sounds neat. It looks like you kind of like that too, Joe. Is it?
Yeah, it was very interesting. I hadn't been to one of those since I was David's age, so it was kind of a trip down memory lane for me.
So has Joe taken you on a construction site to look around at the work he's doing? Probably wouldn't be very safe. You'd need to be careful.
There's things like it's other companies that own the site, so we'd have to get a lot of approval.
Can you think of something else you've done, David?
Well, one time we went to the pool. One time we came here to have fun in the Children's Museum.
Ooh. What did you do here in the museum?
Well, my favorite part of it was like when you like that place where you like put those parachutes and then it goes up and then it goes in the sky. I really like that part. And once we actually went to laser tag.
Wow, I've never played laser tag before.
It is so fun.
I'll bet. How is it different than regular tag?
Well, actually, this time you have, like, two groups, and one group is green, another group is red, and, you have, like, guns, and then when you shoot at the people, it shows, like, a red laser, and then, I think you have to shoot them at the chest or the ear.
Huh. That sounds challenging, and you're pretty good at that, too?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. See, dodgeball and laser tag, you're good at these sports that require you to, like, aim at people.
Yeah.
Do you play any other sports? What else do you play?
Well, we do, you mean at school, at gym?
Mm-hmm. Or just for fun, anytime.
Soccer.
Sometimes we play kickball too. And it's very hard if the kids that are very good catchers, Sean.
But it sounds like you really like life. Now, what subjects do you like when you're taking classes, when you're sitting at your desk in school? Are there particular subjects that you like? Like math or science or reading?
I'm very good at math. Yes, I love math.
What are you doing in math now? What grade are you in?
Third.
Okay, so let's see. Are you doing fractions?
I'm actually doing multiplication.
So you would know, like, what 8 times 9 is?
Yeah, but it takes me a long time, a pretty long time to think, because,
But I'm not trying to challenge you now, but you're learning things like that, like
yeah.
The table?
Mm-hmm.
That's good to know. It's good to know that stuff. Do you use a calculator?
No, but my teacher thinks I'm using a calculator because I'm doing the paper really fast.
Oh, that's good. It's good to be able to add numbers up like that. It's a good thing. And you guys can go out, you know, and eat somewhere, and you can end up telling Joe how much money to leave as a tip or how much change he should get back. Who else is in your family, David?
Well, my mom.
Excuse me.
Well,
your mom?
My dad, he's in Ecuador. My grandfather, my grandmother, and a lot of cousins, and yeah, my mom's sister, and yeah.
So you've got a big family, a lot of people. Any pets or animals?
No, I was gonna get a dog, but the house owner said that we are not allowed to bring dogs,
mm-hmm.
and I can't bring cats because my mom is allergic to cats.
My mom didn't like cats very much, and she was allergic to them too. So
yeah, my cousin, she used to have a puppy, and they adopted her.
Mm-hmm.
And now she wants a hamster, so I asked my mom why I want a hamster, so I can at least have a pet.
You are going to get a hamster?
Yep.
Cool. Hamsters are fun. I had hamsters, too,
yeah.
Growing up. So tell me how it's been different to have David in your life, Joe. As a relatively new person to Pittsburgh, you're probably still making friends and meeting people, so it must be nice to have somebody to hang out with.
Yeah, actually, because David and I go and do a lot of things together, it's enabled me to explore Pittsburgh probably faster than I would have done on my own. So that's one deal. And also I get to hang out with the coolest kid in Pittsburgh. So
yeah, you've got, I mean, you're pretty dapper here. You've got this nice hat on, this sort of Panama hat. I think is that the official name for your hat? Do you know?
Actually, I got this hat from my mom's store. She's the owner of the store called Mary's Gifts and Strap Crafts in the Strip District.
Good to give a little plug in there, yes.
Yep.
And so she sells those hats, huh?
He's ready for radio.
Yeah, it's a beautiful hat. If you're wondering what it looks like, it's sort of straw with a couple bands around it.
Yep.
White band and a black band. Do you know where it's from, where it was made?
I don't really know. I think it's from, I think my mom has a lot of things that were made from Ecuador and India.
Well, it's really, it's a beautiful hat. You mentioned your dad is in Ecuador, and so it's probably nice for you to be able to see things from so many different countries, like you're able to in your mom's store. Joe, if you had to describe the biggest difference that David's made in your life, what do you think it is?
He's taught me how to be a kid again. Yeah, David and I actually have a lot of similarities from when I was a child. And so he's kind of reminded me, kind of put me in that mindset. And he's preparing me, actually, because I'm actually expecting a child of my own.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's great. So you've met Joe's wife?
Yeah.
And if you hung out, all three of you sometime?
Yeah. Yeah, and with his roommate sometimes. Yeah, when I come over your house, the thing that I always like to do is like play video games.
Well, that's great. What are your favorite video games?
Well, I really like the Mario Brothers on Wii.
Yeah, a lot of people do too. So what can you tell me what your life was like before Joe compared with now? Some of the differences he's made?
I don't really know because it's been a very long time.
So it seems like he's always been there, huh?
Yeah.
That's a nice feeling, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have some presents for you that I've hidden in here. This is a pass that will let you guys go to the Children's Museum whenever you would like to. You could go today or you could come back. And
cool.
I also have a radio patch for you that shows you were here in the studio. And somewhere, it's hidden, but I'll find it for you. Somebody's been through my drawers here, but I'll get it for you. I have a pencil that I'll get for you. That you can take back and use in school. Is there anything else you'd like to mention or say? It's really been fun to have you here.
I don't really know because I feel very nervous right now.
You don't seem nervous at all.
I feel very shy.
You don't seem shy either. I like that you like math so much because I liked math a lot when I was your age. I think numbers can be a lot of fun. Let's see if Christine can tell us anything about Big Brothers, Big Sisters, anything new.
Well, March is our Bowl for Kids' Sake month, so we have had bowling events trying to raise money. We have one tomorrow out at Fun Fest, so we're busy doing that this month. But, of course, you know, we're always looking for new bigs and new littles, and I think Joe and David are a great example of how our program works and that it's just having a child do the everyday things in your life, and it's not as big of a time commitment or as overwhelming as it may sound.
Well, I like you've got your patch all set too, David. Perfect. I like it. You look very official. Gosh, I never would have guessed you were nervous. You seem like a natural at doing this.
I feel very shy even when I get new friends.
Ricky, this is my wife, Ricky, and she's replenished my supply of official pencils. So we have a pencil for you, and she's even brought me tattoos, which were somehow missing, but now they're here. I want to thank you very much for being here, and I hope you'll come visit us anytime you're in the museum. Anything else you wanted to mention?
No, just recommend that a lot of guys out there, there's a shortage of male role models in the Big Brothers program, to come out and be a part of it, make a difference.
Thanks very much for being here, and congratulations. These guys are obviously really great brothers, both to Joseph and to David. High fives are coming, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the day. Christine, thank you for being here, too.
Oh, thanks, Larry, for having us.
And our thanks to Cheryl Jones for all the legwork, as always. If you would like more information, you can go to bbspittsburgh.org or phone 412-363-6100.